Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Lea.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
Yeah. Well, so we're here tonight to talk about a brand new film, which is directed by Brea Grant. You should know that name, been an actress in quite a few things. After Midnight, one we reviewed not too long ago.
Midnight movie.
Still need to see that.
She's Midnight. In Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Yeah, she is. She's been out there. Her name's
she's a
not...
writer too.
She wrote this as well.
Okay. Yeah. But like, she also has like a podcast on books and stuff. She's pretty smart. I like her.
Yeah. I've enjoyed everything I've seen her in. And this is also produced by David Arquette and his wife. So a lot of talent behind this one. And all right, so it's 1999. And over the course of one 12-hour shift at an Arkansas hospital, a junkie nurse played by Angela Bettis, her scheming cousin, and a group of black market organ trading criminals start a heist that could lead to their imminent demises. All right. So this one, who wants to go first? Who's feeling it?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. I'll tag in. Fuck it.
That's okay. What happens when Dan asks instead of like.
Yeah,
in the middle.
I don't know why he just doesn't fucking throw it to me. But
Dan's being polite.
No, we've already had this discussion, Dan. You're just not remembering.
That's cool.
Again, I'm the one with CTE. But anyways, I just want to point out Magnet back in like what I would say maybe like 2014. To 2017, I always like watched like all their movies. So just seeing that fucking logo pop up, I was pretty excited for this. And this movie's very well shot and it has a pretty interesting soundtrack that's almost like opera at times, which is pretty cool. The concept of the story I thought was original as hell and pretty clever. It almost felt like a play adaptation at times, though. I don't know if anybody else got that.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way. I like movies that are like that. But this definitely did feel like a play at times or could be adapted to a play very well. I liked the dialogue and the one-liners in this a ton. It's some really great lines. Like, I sometimes have a little too much faith in humanity. Or I will have God strike you both down because he listens to me. Shit like that was making me pop throughout the movie. At first, the character of Mandy, who is the girl who's harvesting organs from the hospital, I fell for her character. Especially like those scenes where she's just like kind of she wants to just fucking do what she has to do to feed her addiction. And these fucking people are just talking all this shit she does not want to fucking hear. Like, I understand that shit. Also, I like the nurse, the front desk lady who was in cahoots with her. I thought her acting was really well done, and her character is cool. David Arquette actually has one of his best performances I have seen in a while, probably because it's so minor.
Ready to roll. Eight-legged freaks.
That's fucking like two decades ago, old man. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Mick Foley popping up in this motherfucker was
cursing, by the way.
Yeah, cursing. Cursing. And, like, dude, when he got pissed off, I'm like, dude, Mick can do some great shit in this genre of horror. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Get Mick Foley to fucking be a killer or something, because he was the shit in this. And he was my favorite fucking part. Especially the end when he's Mankind walking back.
Yes! The They're all fucked.
You know that was getting fucked up.
Just call Bischoff a bastard and then let him go wild.
And Dan ruined it.
Yes, he did. Unfortunately, the gore on this, I thought, was maybe a little bit more reserved than I wanted it to be. Like, I think if this would have had over-the-top gore in some areas, even if it was just little things to make stuff a little bit more nastier, I thought it could have raised a rating for me. That being said, though, if you like dark comedies, I would suggest this. Don't expect this to be completely horror, though, because it does play out more like a dark comedy. But the last, like, I say maybe half hour goes definitely into more horror elements. But I did like this a lot. So,
yeah, it's listed as comedy, horror, thriller. So,
yeah,
it does have a little bit of everything.
What did you think, Pugs?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's dark comedy first, and it hits all the marks because I was laughing my ass off the entire way. Not one of these main characters is a good person, yet I'm rooting for them the entire time. I'm like, just get this bitch her drugs. Stop getting in the way. Just get this black lady paid. And that hot blonde chick, like, you're a half-tard. But I want you to keep your kidney, you stupid bitch. Yeah, Bully popping up is amazing. Yeah, I had a great time with this. Going through the motions of what a Oregon thief possibly could do, and like, yeah, I dug it. We'll talk more in spoilers, but this is a really good time.
Well, how about you, Todd? I think you've probably been in the Foley role before.
I did really like this. I mean, I knew going in Angela Bettis was going to deliver. She always does.
She does, yeah.
But I wasn't expecting to have so much fun. I didn't know the tone was going to be so light, which I'm totally fine with. like Kruger already mentioned, the dialogue overall, it was a solid flick, fun, good plot, good dialogue, good acting.
Yeah, and man, Angela Bettis is amazing. She's not in lead roles often enough. I mean, I've got now going on 20 years since May. Just absolutely love Angela Bettis. She's one of the best of the best. And what?
I'm old.
We are old, yeah. Well, if it makes you feel better, I think that's actually closer to 19 years.
Honestly, I don't feel bad about it. It's just a shock. I'm like, fuck, you're right. It's like two decades.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you like this, Ready to Rumble does not hold up.
How dare you, sir?
I watched it recently. It does not.
It's still
funny. I haven't rewatched Eight-Legged Freaks, but I kind of want to.
Butt fruit settle at the bottom. How dare you?
Quick trivia question. You know what the original title for Eight-Legged Freaks was before 9/11?
What? I don't remember.
No.
It was Iraq Attack. Yep.
I kind of like Eight-Legged Freaks more.
Oh, yeah.
I want the Iraq attack. Yeah. Iraq Attack. Iraq Attack.
Yeah. So they immediately changed that title.
I knew what was coming. But no, Angela Bettis is amazing. She does comedy quite well. I'm in love with the actress who plays Regina, who is
Chloe Farnsworth.
Yeah, Chloe Farnsworth. She's hilarious. She does dumb so well. Yeah.
It's a bladder.
This is just a great comedy of errors. Things just keep on escalating. I thought, like, well, before the very, it was towards the end, when it's kind of revealed what the problem was that was just, you know, causing all this, was a pretty hilarious reveal. There are some gory bits. You know, again, dark comedy, but if you like morbid dark comedies like this, and you know, you want something,
I wouldn't go as far as saying there was gory bits, bro, because I mean, maybe there was some blood, but I mean, there's really no gore other than somebody maybe getting stabbed in the eye with a scalpel.
There's an intestine hanging out,
which some bleach
already did, but
yeah, there's a couple nasty bits, but. Yeah, this one just made me laugh from beginning to end, and the cast is fantastic. Not that Foley's acted before. I think he popped up in like Animorph with Willem Dafoe, and I'd like to see him in more lead stuff or featured roles because, you know, I mean, guys,
give
got
that
tons
man
of
a chainsaw.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say, and he doesn't have to fake the slow walk. I mean, badass, be a great slasher. So yeah, any closing thoughts on this before we rate it? Because goddamn, I love this one.
Yeah, it's fucking excellent. Yeah. No, let's just rate this motherfucker.
All right, Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 3.5. I could have went higher if they would have did a little bit better job at the gore. I'm not like saying I wanted shit over the top, but there's little things like, for example, when people's organs are being harvested, I thought, you know, actually seeing the act of ripping the organ out would have did a lot. But still, great movie. So 3.5 out of 5.
We could get a sequel to it, really. That's not impossible.
Yes, please. I'm a 4.5, almost a 5, but yeah, 4.5.
And Todd,
I'm a 4.5. Also, I was also going back and forth with a 5. But you know, it could honestly change with future viewings. But right now, it's 4.5.
I'm a 4.5 as well. So yeah, and also kudos on giving us a little bit of nudity in 2020. Most appreciated.
Hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
All right. So we'll get into some spoiler talks. Why not? So if you do not wish for this to be spoiled, which you don't, because this one was very highly rated, now would be the time to bow out and join us after you've caught up and seen it. All right, you've been warned. Yeah, spoiler thoughts. I was a little surprised we did.
Knew how much he didn't like.
I could have seen it going more over the top with the gore, but I don't know. I guess they wanted to keep it somewhat grounded in reality. This felt more like West Virginia than Arkansas to me, but you guys have any spoiler thoughts?
I love that you're placing it. Oh, this felt more like West Virginia. How dare they place it in wherever the fuck it was?
Arkansas.
They knew most of them.
And no Y2K references. It's 1999.
They did, right at the end.
Oh, they did.
The reason why there was a lot of police presence available was the Y2K.
I missed it.
God, that was a plot point. How the fuck did you miss it?
I missed it.
Oh, damn.
To be fair, he was triggered by Y2K. He was one of the believers.
I think I think I was just kind of like rewinding that one.
Oh my
scene
God, we still have to watch that Y2K video.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that forever ago.
Sorry,
I tried to watch that. I couldn't talk my parents into buying the bunker in Montana, so which would have been useful now. Would have paid off 20 years later, but
so actually talking about the fucking movie, I popped for Mick Foley lying about the girl getting her kidney ripped out. And he's like, she's getting a fucking belly button piercing. But then like, you know, once he gets pissed off, he's like, shut the fuck up. That was great. Fucking also though, that man, like Mandy's fake cousin or whatever the fuck she was, dude, I just wanted to see that bitch just fucking get stabbed over and over and over again. Like, you like when she put the fucking organs in her panties. Like, you're dumb as a bag of shit.
I think that's why I liked her. She's a fucking retard.
She can put my organ in her panties any day. I'm cool with that.
Of course she could, you fucking you wonder why your signal, motherfucker. Anyway,
this is the intelligence level Dan likes his women.
But though, the one thing I did want to say, though, that scene when the dumbass cop comes in and is helping Mandy pick up the body, and she's just like rubbing on his hand with her bloody gloves, that was fucking some pure gold. I think my rating could probably go higher in future viewings with this, but I don't know. I just think the act of seeing an organ being ripped out of a person could have did a little bit more, like it would have got me to shut the fuck up, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? As a seasoned horror fan, a guy who loves gore, just watching the organs come out of the body would have been cool. But Still a great film, though. And if you like horror comedies or dark comedies, this is a must-see, especially for this year.
Yeah. It obviously if
this actually did.
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, tone-wise, it reminded me a little bit of Spontaneous at times.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's like on the cusp of, you know, there's horror elements in here, but it's going more into a different direction. But definitely that would be like a perfect double pairing, Spontaneous and 12-Hour Shift.
I was also going to suggest Reanimator and 12-Hour Shift. Obviously, you know, Reanimator goes full horror, but
well, then cool. You got a triple there. Double. There you go.
Yeah, there you go, guys.
The conversation between Angela Bettis and the Black Lady, though. Like, I just want a show of them at the break room. Those guys are fucking hilarious.
Or like a prequel of just watching them steal people's organs. Like, I'd fucking totally watch that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we need more 12-Hour Shifts, please. Give us you a cool week.
A prequel on that, on how long it took McFoley to walk to the hospital, because it took him till the next day. I feel like something can happen on the way, and then you get your Foley slasher flick. I don't know. He gets kidnapped.
Still beat your ass, man.
He would still beat my ass. I have no doubt. Yeah, but him
and Terry Funk just fucking tear up the whole place. I do want like a grumpy old man version of that with those guys.
Grumpy
fucking,
old man.
Fucking like, these young kids up.
Now I need a Terry Funk slasher, like a real one, and him just losing his shit.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? Like, I don't know. He gets like blades on the end of the ladder, and he just starts spinning and decapitating people.
Oh my god, that would be gold. Or like a Mick Foley, like Mick Foley throws some glass in Mr. Socko before he shoves it down somebody's mouth.
I would, yeah. Yes.
We should do this.
We could totally do it. And just like have him kind of play into the Mankind character too. Man, this could this could be good.
Yeah, I mean, just his journey to get to the hospital, like over a 12-hour period. Guys, franchise potential. Oh, and I also want to point out, it was hilarious when Regina was like trying to kill the lady in her bed, but just couldn't do it. If you're a fan of this type of humor, I mean, it really did deliver. I will watch this again. I will absolutely pick it up if it, fingers crossed, hopefully comes to Blu-ray. But grab it. It's well worth a rewatch.
I know, since Dan never bothered to say anything, it is available now in streaming.
Yes. And it's magnets, so it should come out at some point. All right. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. It really helps us. So if you enjoy our stuff, hit that subscribe button and that like button. Excuse me. And Pugs, take us home.
All right. So you can get exclusive and early content from us by joining our Patreon. It starts only at $1. There's some very funny shit on there, some very offensive shit on there, and some funny offensive shit on there. It's worth checking out. So if you have a buck, throw it our way and enjoy. Follow us on all the social media stuff, all that bullshit, including the new app, Slasher app. It's Halloween time, so what better time to try that shit out than now? And you guys say goodnight.
Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Bang, bang.
All right. Namaste. Have a good day. Have a nice day. Oh my god, I suck.